at the test we are considering this morning. Psalm 121. Let's read from the screen. I lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. Now, this is, shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you for the reading of your word, and we ask for the entrance of your word, which is able to give life and understanding unto the simple. Bless your word indeed in our heart as we fellowship with you this morning, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as we seek your face in prayers, we ask you grant us open heavens, in the name of Jesus. Lord, answer your people. For you declare in your word, I have not asked the seed of Jacob to seek me in vain. I will not seek you in vain this day, in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, for we know you are able. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shall we be seated? Team for prayer this morning. Today is Thursday, the first Thursday in the month of March. As our custom, come together as a congregation in fasting and prayer to seek the face of the Lord concerning the remaining days of the month. And the theme we are working with today is, O Lord, send help from above, heal our land. Oh Lord, send help from above, heal our land. We have come to a crucial moment in the history of our nation, Nigeria, wherein we need to cry out unto God for the healing of the land. So much evil is taking place in our land today, in a dimension that is unimaginable. We live in a land wherein humans are being slaughtered on a daily basis, as if they were mere animals. You hardly pick up any newspaper this day without having to see scores of persons that are either kidnapped or killed on one thing or the other. And it reminds us of what the Israelites went through in the land of Egypt for many years, but also came to a time wherein they had to cry out unto God for deliverance, and God heard them. That is our consolation, that when the people of God cry unto him over the issues of the land, he hears them. And the Lord will hear us, in the name of Jesus. Here in the psalmist told us, it began by is confession of faith in the Lord. So I lift up my eyes to the hills from, and it was followed by a question. It is one of the questions literature today will call rhetorical question. Where does my help come from? And he provided the answer in the second verse. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of the heavens and the earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. And that is a strong word of consolation, that the Lord who watches over us doesn't slumber like men do. See, indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Our security personnel, our watchmen, they are human beings like you and I. And why they still awake when we are still awake with them? By the time you lock your door and say good night, he may remain awake for some hours, and thereafter, whether he likes it or not, sleep will also overwhelm him because he is a human being. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Maybe when he hears the sound of anything, he'll just wake up quickly and pick his tool, whether cutlass or gun, as the case may be. I remember I watched one drama. I think I was coming from the sharp place that day or so. One of the security guys that was stationed in the CSO's building there, the guy was deep asleep. And their monitoring team was driving around. They came, even with the heavy sound of the bike, that could not wake him up. They marched straight to where he was sleeping and took away his bags, and he was still sleeping. And I knew that could smell or spell trouble for that guy that day. I looked at him and shook my head. I said, this guy's in trouble today. Praise the Lord. That is a watchman for you. Tiredness had overtook him. Daytime slept off. But here we are told that the keeper of Israel neither sleep nor slumber. And that is a word of encouragement, and that is a great guarantee for God's people. That no matter what we go through as a people, we have a God who watches over his own, and he neither sleep nor slumber. And we're told in the verses following, so the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you. King James told us, say, the sun will not strike you. In other words, if it strikes, it could harm. And so NIV put it straight. Say, the sun will not harm you by the day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. Amen. The Lord will watch over your coming and your going, both now and forevermore. These are strong words of encouragement that the psalmist declared unto his people, having seen that indeed God watched over him. And of course, he was a living testimony. This is the same guy, when his brethren are in town enjoying, he will be the one that will take the father's flock to the hills in Bethlehem to feed them, and there expose his life to diverse danger. Wild animals coming to attack him and the flock of the father. And in most cases, single-handedly, he will fight to ensure that no harm comes over the flock. This same psalmist realized that even as he watches over these animals, there is one up there who watches over him. And that one neither sleep nor slumber. Let's quickly go to Exodus chapter 2, verse 23 through 24. Exodus
chapter 2. Good. I wanted to request that they should bring in the NIV. The guy there is in the spirit. ITT, thank you seriously. Even before I made the request, it was already in the translation I wanted. During that long period, the king of Egypt died. The Israelites groaned in their slavery and cried out, and their cry for help because of their slavery went up to God. Our cry for the healing of our land will go up to God today in the name of Jesus. God heard their groaning and he remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, the patriarch of Israel. Verse 25. So God looked on the Israelites and was concerned about them. God was concerned about what they were going through. God was concerned about the pain that was melted on the Israelites in the land of Egypt. God was concerned with whatever happens to them. God was concerned, and at the very right time, he showed up. Of course, if you go to chapter 3, that was when he had to go and encounter Moses so that he would be his delegate to go back to Egypt and ensure that his people are out of that land of bondage. I believe God is working out something for our land. In all this that time, it will manifest in the name of Jesus. God became so much concerned with what was happening to his people. Today we are going to call on our Father to send help from above and heal our land. Our land had gone through terrible moments and now it is seriously sick. And when someone is sick, that one needs the help of a physician. Thank God we have a physician who is able to heal lands that are brought before him. The Lord will send us help and deliver us in the name of Jesus. Let's see Psalm 60 verse 5 and verse 11. Thereafter we'll go into prayers. Psalm 60. Look at verse 5. And thereafter the verse 11 verse of that same chapter. Psalm 60. Psalm 60 verse 5. Save us and help us with your right hand, that those you love may be delivered. God love Nigeria, and Nigeria will be delivered in the name of Jesus. God loves Delta State, and Delta State will be delivered in the name of Jesus. God loves this very land of Abraka that you and I are sojourners. And God will deliver this land in the name of Jesus. Verse 11. They give us aid against the enemy. Give us aid against the enemy, for the help of man is worthless. Give us aid against the enemy, for the help of man is worthless. With God we will gain the victory. That is verse 12. And he will trample down our enemies. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The psalmist acknowledges that the help of man is worthless. A James will say, vain is the help of man. Some translation will use the word useless, that the help of man is useless. But indeed we have one whose help matters so much, and it comes and it worketh that which will bring him glory, unlike that which men would say. And as we can see in our nation today, of a truth we can testify that the help of man is indeed useless, for the entire nation has become overwhelmed with what is going on, and our continual cry is for God to truly intervene so that our land will find the rest once again. Shall we rise up as we go into prayers? MD, let's raise this song together. There is something that makes me come into your presence. Thereafter,
I help. There is something that makes me run into your presence. My help. My help.
His presence this day, we will find help in the name of Jesus. I say you will find help in the name of Jesus. Our land will find help in the name of Jesus. So Lord, send help from above and heal our land. Shall we thank the Lord this morning for saying his word to us, giving us the assurance that the Lord who watches over us neither sleep nor slumber. Oh, no wonder the psalmist tells us again in some other chapter, say, except the Lord watches over the city, they that watch will watch, but in vain. Can we appreciate the Lord? Can we thank the Lord? Can we thank the Lord? Say, Lord, we thank you for being our helper. We thank you. Lord, unto you we have come. You told us you are not asked the children of Jacob to seek you. Oh Lord, we have come to seek your face today. Lord, we have come to seek your face today. Lord, we have come to seek your face today. Lord, we have come to seek your face today. Lord, we have come to seek your face today. We are that we will find help. Send us help, Lord. Send us help, Lord. Send us help, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we give thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. I say, so Lord, send help from above. Well, in fact, our theme is a prayer in itself. And so we're going to pray. We're going to ask and say, oh Lord, send help from above and heal our land. Because say, oh Lord, our Father. Oh Lord, our Father. Send help from above. Heal our land. Heal our land. Can you turn into your prayer this morning? Whatever you think the land is sick of, can you say it to the ears of God and ask God for healing in that direction? Our problems as a nation are multifaceted. Whatever part of it you can remember, can you echo it into the ears of God and say, oh Lord, heal our land. Heal our land from the attack of bandits. Heal our land from the attack of Fulani herdsmen. Heal our land, Lord, from robbers on our highways, in the sea. Oh Lord, heal our land from every form of corruption that's eating deep into the top root of our nation. Oh Lord, heal our land from the challenges, from the troubles of COVID-19. Oh Lord, heal our land from the hands of the oppressors. Oh Lord, heal our land. Lord, send us help from your throne. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to pray. Oh Lord, arise. Oh Lord, arise. Send us help and rescue our land from the hands of evil men. Oh Lord, arise. Send us help and rescue our land from the hands of evil men. Can you turn this to your prayer this morning? Say, oh Lord, arise. Send us help and rescue our land from the hands of evil men. In Ondo State, one of the farmers' picture was on vanguard. You could see the fear, the trouble, the trauma in the face of this farmer. And he was saying, say, war is imminent. Sometimes when we are in our comfort zone, we don't know what others are going through. Many people are going through trouble. Of course, we are having the effect down here. For some time now, they say trucks that are bringing food from the north are being attacked on the road, and of course, that translates into high prices for us here. And we think we are enjoying, we think we are comfortable, and we feel okay, at least we have the money to buy whatever we want. Let us ask the Lord, say, oh Lord, arise and send help. Rescue our land. Rescue Nigeria from the hands of evil men who are bent on making sure that Nigeria is pushed into trouble continually. Let's ask the Lord to send help. Let's pray that the Lord will arise and rescue our land from the hands of evil men. Well, how can this way, even right here in Africa, people are afraid going to reserve to farm because they have been attacked there. We are here. We are not in the northern states now. Even in our own land here, our farmlands are getting taken over by these same people. Our farmers are scared going to farm. Even though farmer was crying that these people will come and harvest their yams and throw them for their cows to feed, and deliberately set the rest on fire to be burnt off. What a level of wickedness. That translates to hunger to the farmers and even to the entire nation. And whether we like it or not, we feel the effect here. Nigeria is under siege. Let's pray that the Lord Almighty will send here from on high and deliver our land. We can't continue like this. We can't continue like this. Day in, day out. Week in, week out. Month in, month out. Year in, year out. Let's come to God and say, Lord, send help. Rescue our land from the hands of evil men. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, my Father, arise and contend with the wickedness of men against the land. My Father, arise and contend with the wickedness of men against the land. Let's add the Lord. We contend with the wickedness of men against our dear land and nation, that it will come to an end. Open your mouth and pray. Ask the Lord, say, O Lord. The psalmist will say, contend with them that contend with me. Let's add our Lord, we contend with as many forces of darkness, physical or spiritual, that have vowed to ensure that the land is in trouble perpetually. Let's add our Lord, contend with the wickedness of men against the land. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, 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 in Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Why do we pray? Say, oh Lord, our Father, any satanic agenda to throw Nigeria into another era of civil war, cease and catch fire. In the name of Jesus. So Lord our Father, any satanic agenda to throw Nigeria, to push Nigeria into another era of civil war, cease and catch fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can we lift up our voices and pray unto God and say, Lord, any satanic agenda to push Nigeria into another moment, into another era of civil war, whether we like it or not, Nigeria had not fully recovered from the one we had in the late 60s into the late 70s. Let's add the Lord Almighty will arise. Every satanic agenda to push Nigeria into another moment of civil war, that it will cease and catch fire. That it will cease and catch fire. What is happening today now is enough, if not for the grace of God, is enough to throw the entire country into a moment of civil war again. Let's ask the Lord Almighty, say, Lord, arise. Lord arise, 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 Lord arise. Like the psalmist said, they that delight in war, Lord, we pray, may their weapons of war perish in the midst of the battle. May their weapons of war perish in the midst of the battle. May their weapons of war perish in the midst of the battle. May their weapons of war perish in the midst of the battle. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. As many that are sponsoring there, as many that are buying sophisticated weapons and throwing them into the hands of heartless men to ensure that other lives are destroyed continually. Oh Lord, our Father, dry up their resources. Dry up their resources. Dry up their resources. Dry up their resources. Afflict them, oh God, with trouble, that they will be running enter scatter for their lives, and they will, oh God, be less concerned with the trouble they are invoking into this nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, 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 oh God, who fought for his people in the days of the Bible, whenever they come to attack, oh God, your people, oh, those kings who came and they had the rumors of war, and he had to go back, and he was killed by his own blood. Heavenly Father, we ask you, God, you are still in the business of defending your people. You are still in the business of helping your own. Oh, like our team says, oh Lord, send help from above. Send help from above. Send help from above. And heal our land. Heal our land. Heal Nigeria. Heal, oh God, every state that is facing trouble today. Oh Lord, we pray. Send help, oh God, to Southwest. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. The former there that are distressed, oh God, by the activities of these S-men who are heartless, Lord. We pray. Send up, Lord. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. God told us in his word, say, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. The land has goods to deliver. We are going to pray. Say, oh Lord, heal our land and let the good of the land be made manifest. Can we take that together? Say, oh Lord, our Father, heal our land and let the good of the land be made manifest. Oh Lord, heal our land and let the good of the land be made manifest. Can you turn that one to your prayer this morning? Say, God, heal our land. Let the good of the land, oh, be made manifest. Oh God, heal our land, heal our land, heal our land, heal our land. May the good of the land be made manifest. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Oh Lord, heal our land. Let the good of the land be made manifest to us all. In the name of Jesus. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Dear Lord our Father, visit every gang of and conspiracy against the land of Nigeria, Delta State, Abraka, in confusion and disaster. So, oh Lord our Father, visit every gang of and conspiracy against the land of Nigeria, against Delta State, against Abraka, any community you wish to mention before the Lord, just mention them. So visit them with confusion and disaster. Visit them with confusion and disaster. Visit them with confusion and disaster. May all their
evil counsel against this land may turn into foolishness. That is the prayer of David when he saw that trouble was imminent, when he saw that in no distant time he would be captured and killed, when he saw that his own son was against him, and even the very right hand of the king Ahithophel, a great counselor, who when he speaks, scripture confirmed it was as though God has spoken. And when David learned that Ahithophel is not taking side with his son, he looked unto heaven and cried and said, "Oh God, I know Ahithophel is a great counselor. I know when he gives advice on what to do as regards this battle, I know it will be a walkover battle. Oh, for these people who are after me. But Lord, this I ask. Turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness so that my life will not be ruined, so that I will not be destroyed." And when David prayed that prayer unto God, the Lord who answers prayers, the Lord who answers prayers, the Lord whom we sing praises to, heard the cry of David, and indeed he turned the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And when Ahithophel gave his counsel, it was turned down, and that led to killing of himself. Shall we ask God, every evil counselor, that these men are working with to ensure that Nigeria is under siege perpetually, God, turn their counsel into foolishness. Turn their counsels into foolishness. Turn their counsels into foolishness. May every of your meeting be visited with confusion and disaster. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. So Lord our Father, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. That was the declaration of the psalmist. Can we take it before God in prayer this morning? Say, Lord our Father, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Can you turn it to a prayer this morning? Can you echo it before the Lord and say, "Oh Lord, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end." Whatever form it takes, in our offices, in our places of work, in the marketplaces, right in the bushes, in the forest, in high and low places, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the wickedness of the wicked, Lord, come to an end in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Can you come to the Lord with your personal needs? What is that that aches your heart, your mind? Bring it before the Lord. Tell it to him. God once spoke through his servant Moses. He told Moses, say, "Moses, tell them, as surely as I live, whatever these people say into my ears, that I will do for them." And you know what? Instead of these people having heard this profound declaration, instead of saying something meaningful that the Lord will use to work wonders in their midst, many of them choose to murmur. Many of them choose to complain. Many of them choose to speak evil. And in their murmuring, in their complaint, they all drop dead in the wilderness. Only their sons and daughters, whom they feared they were pitying for, "Hey, Syria will go die. our children not go even know our grave, not go see our grave. Hey, we pity our children. It was the children that the Lord took unto the land of promise, because the fathers refused to speak something meaningful into the ears of God. Can you say something to the ears of God this morning? Concerning yourself, concerning your family, concerning a loved one, concerning something you want God to do, concerning something you need the intervention of God. God is still intervening. There is divine intervention. Say it, tell it to the Lord this morning. The Lord is able to do it. Distance is not a barrier. You praying concerning a loved one that is far away in the realm of the spirit, distance has never been a barrier. It will not be. Say it to the Lord is able. The Lord will do it. That man who came to seek help from Jesus, Jesus told him, go, the servant is healed. And when he got home, it was that very same hour that Jesus declared it that it happened. Tell the Lord this morning, He is able. He has brought us thus far. As we talk, January has come and gone. February has come and gone. The Lord has brought us into the month of March. He will not allow us to be stagnant in the month of March. He will ensure we march forward in victory. Tell it to the Lord this moment. Ask that Lord Almighty will do it. Ask that the Lord will do it. Is it personal healing you need for yourself, for a loved one? Is there something you want the Lord to do? Tell it to the Lord. The Lord is able to send help. That is our team. So, oh Lord, send help from above. Is there anything you ask the Lord? Ask him. Say, oh Lord, we ask for help. Send help from above. 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 Send help from above, Lord. Send help from above, Lord. Send help from above, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Let's pray for the leadership of the chapel. The Lord will send help from above for us. I pray for a chairman of council. Let's pray for a spiritual leader, Reverend Dr. F.A.R.O. Ejope. Let's ask that the Lord Almighty will send help from above for him. And the Lord Almighty will grant him divine help. He's unavoidably absent in our meeting next morning. Let's add that where he is, the Lord will watch over him. When it's time to return, the Lord will bring him safely to join us again. Let's pray the Lord will do it for us all. Let's add that the Lord will intervene in all our situations. The psalmist told us, the one who watched over you, he is not sleeping, he will not slumber. He will grant you help. He will not allow the sun to harm you. He will not allow the moon to harm you. He is your shield in your right hand. Shield protects. Shield keeps us from the scorching heat of the sun. Whatever the devil had programmed to heat us up so that we will run heter skelter, the Lord is our shield. The Lord is our shade in our right hand to protect us. Let's ask him for that protection. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. Scripture says the righteous run into it. Right there they are safe. I will bring our prayers to an end. Lord, we give you praise. Thank you because we know you are able. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. May the Lord answer our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. Quickly, let's end the chorus
or give our offerings or rounding off.
All the glory must be unto the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Children of God, shout hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Let's remember, our waiting on the Lord continues, and in the evening we will be here by 4:30 for the concluding session of our congregational fasting and prayers. Let's pray along. In the evening our brother will be taking us through. Let's remember to pray for the one who will bring the word to us in the evening. I believe and I trust that the evening session will be much more powerful than what we have had this morning. And so let's pray along that as God's servant brings God's word to us in the evening, we'll have a wonderful moment in His presence. Let's pray along and let's remember to pray for our loved ones. This wonderful team that the Lord has given to us through a spiritual leader, a chaplain, I believe God is set to do something as regards what we go through in our land in the name of Jesus. Shall we rise up as we pray and go? Our Father, we thank you this morning once again, because when we were to start, we called on you to take us through, and indeed you've done just that for us. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will watch over us as we live here. We're not leaving your presence. We ask that you will take us through the day. You will guide us through. Our brethren who are not here for one reason or the other, wherever they are, watch over them in the name of Jesus. That they will also be part of the meeting in the evening in the name of Jesus. Lord in heaven, we ask of so many things concerning our land and even our personal requests. Lord, meet us at our points of need. Do it and tell the glory. And let the joy be our portion. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know your answer. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shall we share the grace in fellowship? And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.
As you go from here, may the Lord watch over you. May his countenance shine over you. Keep you in your going and in your coming, even now and forevermore. Shalom.